I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Friday morning, the 3rd of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 22. Wait for the Lord, and He will save you. You know, I read a beautiful quotation by James Hudson Taylor. He was the man that took 1,000 families to China to preach the gospel by faith. And he says, quiet waiting before God would save from many a mistake and from many a sorrow. We need to wait for the Lord. It will save making many mistakes by quiet waiting upon the Lord Jesus Christ. This will save us from many a sorrow, quiet waiting. You know, I'm just looking and thinking at the moment of all the students that are going to be writing exams again very shortly. I want to say to you, when you go into the exam hall and you sit down to write that important exam, take all the time they have given you. Do not rush. You see, some of the bright stars, they'll write up their answers and they'll be up and out of that exam hall so quickly, and that will put pressure on you. It'll make you panic. I better hurry up. No, take the full time. And when you finish writing your paper and you've still got a half an hour, sit there quietly, spend a bit of time in prayer, and go through your answer paper again. I guarantee that you'll pick up one or two mistakes, and that might just give you those extra marks you need to pass. I want to say to that businessman, don't make a rash decision. Tell them you'll come back tomorrow. Ah, but they said, I have to make the decision today, otherwise the deal's off. Well, rather let the deal be off. There's no pressure from the Lord. There's no rushing. That crop that you want to plow in, I've done it myself before. You want to plow it in because you can see there's nothing coming out of this crop. Just wait a little bit. You'll be very pleasantly surprised. You might just get that last shower of rain that'll just turn the crop and get it filled to the brim with good grain. Folks, we need to wait upon the Lord quietly, and we won't make as many mistakes as we have in the past, and we won't be so sorrowful. That proposal that young man has made to you, just wait, young lady. There's no rush. Tell him that you'll come back to him. You're going to pray about it. Absolutely. And then you can be sure that God is with you on that decision you've made. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.